Parsha Vayigash. The brothers arrived in Mitzrayim and went straight to the Mishnah LaMelech. We have come from Eretz Yisrael, where there is a hunger. We want to buy food for our family. The brothers didn't know that they were talking to their brother Yosef. They had sold him to the Arabs many years ago, when he was still young. Now he was a grown man with a beard and dressed in expensive clothing. They had no idea that the Mishnah LaMelech was their brother Yosef. Yosef, however, did recognize his brothers. He did not tell them right away that he was their brother, because there were other people in the room. He did not want his brothers to be embarrassed that they had sold him. So he called out, "I would like everybody except the people who have come from Eretz Yisrael to leave the room." When Yosef was alone in the room with his brothers, he said, "Come here, please, my brothers. I am Yosef, your brother. Is my father Yaakov still alive?" The brothers couldn't believe what they had just heard. They were very embarrassed and also afraid that Yosef might punish them for selling him. But Yosef spoke to them with love. It was all a plan from Hashem above. Whatever happened was for the good. Now there's a hunger, but I saved food. Please go back and bring our father to me. Bring him down with the whole family. Yosef gave them a lot of food, nice clothing, and wagons with horses so that they could bring Yaakov and the whole family to Mitzrayim. The brothers then returned happily to Eretz Yisrael. They had felt very bad that they had sold their brother, and were very happy that he had been found alive and well. They had just one problem. How are we going to tell our father that his son Yosef is alive? For so many years, he was sure that Yosef was dead. If we suddenly tell him that Yosef is alive after all, the shock might be too much for him. They went to Serach, Usher's daughter, who knew how to play the harp. Please go tell your grandfather that Yosef is alive, they said to her. Sarah took her harp, sat down next to Yaakov, and began to play. Then she began to sing softly. Yosef is alive, he's a king in Mitzrayim. He has two sons, Menashe and Ephraim.
Ode Yosef Chai, Ode Yosef Chai, Ode Yosef, Ode Yosef, Ode Yosef Chai, Ode Yosef. Ode Yosef Chai, Ode Yosef, Ode Yosef, Ode Yosef Chai, Ode Yosef, Ode Yosef, Ode Yosef Chai.
She sang this song over and over, again and again, until Yaakov suddenly realized what she was saying. He was so happy to hear that his son Yosef was still alive. Yosef is alive, he called out. I am going down to Mitzrayim to see him. So Yaakov and all his children and grandchildren climbed into the wagons and traveled to Mitzrayim. Yosef heard that his father had arrived. He ran out happily to greet him. He hadn't seen his father for so many years, and he had missed him terribly all that time. When he saw him, he burst into tears and hugged his father. Yaakov was overjoyed too, and thanked Hashem that he was finally able to see his son again. The whole family stayed to live in Mitzrayim. Yosef made sure that they had whatever they needed. He also gave them food for their goats and sheep. They lived comfortably in the city of Goshen for many years. Throughout the years, Yaakov spent time with his grandchildren and great-grandchildren and taught them Torah. He had much nachas from seeing them live lives of Torah and mitzvahs.